Radio Prague News.
The highly anticipated Civic Democratic Party conference will take place this weekend and may decide the fate of Prime Minister Necas and his government. The Social Democrats are discouraging financial institutions from offering pension plans that would comply with the proposed reforms. Lucia Shafatova will kick off the Fed Cup women's tennis final on Saturday in Prague's O2 Arena. The Civic Democratic Party, which heads the current ruling coalition, will gather this weekend in the Moravian regional capital of Brno for the closely watched party conference. Party members will vote for its leadership and will determine whether Prime Minister Petr Nečas will keep his position as the chairman. The other important topic on the agenda is the position of the Civic Democrats in the lower house of parliament, where they have lost the ability to effectively pass proposed legislation due to growing opposition and rebelling MPs from their own party. Petr Tluhorš, one of the rebel MPs, has made it clear that even if Mr. Nečas is re-elected, he and his five colleagues will not change their negative stance on the current proposal of the tax reforms, which the lower house will vote on next week. 10 out of 14 regional chapters of the Civic Democratic Party have voted to support Prime Minister's nomination for chairman, but this does not necessarily assure his success at the conference. The Prime Minister seemed confident, though, telling Hospodarske Noviny on Thursday that there is no strong candidate that could unseat him. Bohuslav Sobotka, the chairman of the opposition Social Democrats, has called on financial institutions on Friday not to offer products that would comply with the second pillar of the pension reform system, which has not been approved yet by the lower house of parliament. Mr. Sobotka advised banks and pension fund providers to put off offering partly private pension funds that the government wants to introduce with the reform until the next parliamentary elections. If the Social Democrats win a strong enough majority in the next elections, they are prepared to revoke the so-called second pillar of the planned pension reform. Even before Mr. Sobotka's announcement, the Czech branch of ING Commercial Banking, as well as AXA, had announced that they will not offer the new type of pension savings scheme. The remaining seven retirement plan providers are most likely counting on introducing the new type of financial product if the lower house passes the bill. Czech tennis player Lucia Shafatova will be the first from the national squad to take the court at the weekend in the Fed Cup final against Serbia, being played in the Czech capital. She faces Anna Ivanovic in their singles match at the O2 Arena on Saturday. The second match of the day will pit Petra Kvitova against Jelena Jankovic. The Czechs are the Fed Cup defending champions but could face difficulties. The 22-year-old Kvitova, a Wimbledon champion and the Czech team's strongest asset, has been fighting an infection which could impact her game. František Nachtigal, the editor-in-chief of the Czech weekly news magazine Týden and a member of the board of Impresa Media Publishing Company, has said that MP Radek Jón will have no influence over the magazine or a sister publication Instinct. Earlier, Mr. Jón, a former investigative journalist who headed an influential current affairs program on TV Nova in the 1990s, caused a furor on the Czech political scene when he announced that he would be taking over as head of current affairs at Impresa while retaining his post as an MP. The announcement drew sharp response across the political spectrum. The news website Mediář.cz has since reported that Mr. Jón will only be employed as a consultant on a new current affairs show on TV Barrandov, similar to the program he worked on years earlier. TV Barrandov is owned in part by Impresa Media, which holds a majority stake. And as for the weather, overcast in parts of the country, it should be improving slightly with day temperatures reaching 12 degrees Celsius over the weekend, though some rain can be expected. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.